Get up with Josiah and Ellie. The Goulburn Valley's hit 96.9.
This game is awesome. I've been waiting for it to come to Australia, being a huge Ellen fan, and that's where it originated. It's called Game of Games, right? Ellen DeGeneres, she was the creator, and now it's come to Australia. A couple of episodes have been on already, and it's an absolute cracker.
Yeah, we love this show.
Yeah, so we're joined by the hosts, Grant Denyer and Ash London. Good morning, guys.
Woo!
Hello.
Josiah, Ellie, thanks for having us on.
Just a couple of radio legends to have in the studio. How good is this?
I feel a bit nervous interviewing you guys.
I wouldn't call GD a radio legend yet. He's not even doing radio a year. He's a TV Gold Logie winning legend and all around general legend.
Very true.
But he's not a radio legend like us, proper radio people.
Look at Lundo just put me back in my place.
I can't let your head get too big, mate.
Do you know what, Grant? Yeah. Fun fact, when the Logie nominations came out, I like to think of myself as a bit of a psychic. I made the prediction on the show that day. Grant Denyer will win the Gold Logie. Boom! You came through for me. So thanks, bud.
I didn't even believe it. At that point, I was at like, I think it was like number five in terms of the betting odds.
Yeah.
So, and then I climbed to three before the event and I was like, nah, I was ready to clap Tracy Grimshaw up onto the stage and then just hit the cans with her later that night. I think it was a lovely surprise.
I think Ellie's just looking for a thank you, Grant, that's all.
Yay!
Oh, Ellie, thank you so much for being the spiritual guidance counsellor that you are that willed me and the universe across the line.
Hey, anytime, buddy, anytime.
Can you will me a pay rise?
yeah, look, all right, cool. Ash Lennon will get a pay rise by 2020. Boom!
We should clarify this because Ellie has been calling you Grant. I've been saying Grant. What do you take, Grant or Grant? What do you prefer?
I can't call myself Grant because that would make me sound like a wanker. I call myself Grant. I don't mind being called Grant because it sounds sophisticated and regal, but I just can't bring myself to call myself like that.
Yeah, well, you're a country boy at heart. I feel like country boys call you Grant, and I'm a city girl, so you know.
Well, and I've got a connection with Shepparton too.
Don't you?
Hang on a second. What is it?
I once went in a dancing competition and my dance partner was from Shepparton.
No way. What was it? Do you remember her name?
Yeah, I do.
Is this him dancing with the
Amanda.
Stars and you can't remember her name?
No, Amanda. I don't want to. You brought it up, not me. we won. Thanks for asking.
Ash, he's the star. He doesn't have to worry about anyone else. Dancing with the Stars.
I've got a Shepparton connection as well.
Yes.
Yeah, what's yours? Yes.
I got glandular fever when I was staying with my friend who lives in Benalla.
You're welcome.
To Shepparton Hospital.
Sexy story.
How good is Benalla, first of all? But
hang on, so you got the kissing disease in Shepparton?
I got it not from kissing, just from generally.
Yeah. I want to know more about this friend in Benalla. What were you two getting up to?
I was 13, so.
Okay.
Hey. That's weird, isn't it?
Yep. I was kissing at 13. It's fine.
Moving on.
And I'm not allowed within 500 metres of primary school, so there you go.
Jeez. How are we still on air?
I don't know.
Can I throw something so left of field here?
Well, you've already done that.
You're not wrong. I just saw something on TV. They're saying there's a scone scandal going. Nigella Lawson, she's posted a photo of a pastry with cream first, then jam. They're saying it's the other way around.
What an idiot.
Which is the right way?
Hello.
Jam first, right?
Yeah.
100%. That's the only way to do it.
Is it?
Yes, of course.
You put the jam on
the cream, then it just
kind of falls off.
Yes.
And then how do you move the jam around to an equal?
Really?
You got to get all to the edges of the scone, and you can't do that if it's sitting on top of cream.
Why are you looking so shocked, Josiah?
Because I'm Team Nigella. I always put like my sour cream first, your guacamole second. You put your cream first, your jam second.
Your guacamole.
This interview's over.
He's gone savory. He's gone to savory.
Grant's cracked it.
All right, I feel like we've digressed.
He's storming out.
We want to talk about the show, Game of Games.
Oh, that's right.
That's what you guys
just
talk
watch
about.
It. We don't need to talk about it. Watch it. 7:30 on Win Sunday nights. It's really good. People win money. They get messy. Grant presses buttons and they fall off platforms. We never see them again.
Yes, I want to talk to you about that, Grant. Oh God, now you're trying. Grant.
Yeah, just call me Mad Dog is my nickname.
Okay, Mad Dog, here we go.
I'm the most un-Mad Dog looking person in the world, by the way.
You and me both.
You drive race cars, you're Mad Dog.
Picture a Mad Dog to be some sort of bikey with a long beard and a shaved head and tats, but I'm more like a chihuahua.
I was going to say you're a mad chihuahua.
Mad pup.
You're a happy pup instead of a Mad Dog.
Yeah, cute pup.
Mad dog, mad chihuahua. Do you feel like you've got a lot of power when you are holding, like hovering over that button? I feel like
yes.
I would.
I thought I was a nice person till this show started. As it turns out, there's a darkness inside of me that bubbles out that I didn't know existed till Gamer Games came along.
I kind of want to get one installed in the studio for Josiah. Every time he says something stupid, I'm going to be like, boom, you're
I
wouldn't
be in this interview.
Through the trapdoor.
Yes.
One more so comment good. About primary schools and you're gone.
Hey, guys, and Grant specifically, can I ask a little bit about the drought? Because you are from Bathurst, which was affected. We've seen some rain over the last week or so. What's the update? How are we looking at the moment?
Look, it's far from drought-breaking rain, but it's wonderful. It's wonderful because it kind of lifts hopes and spirits. And at this particular point, considering it's gone on for 2 years and is one of the worst droughts at 100 years, hopes and spirits are at an all-time low. And when people are struggling financially, they also struggle emotionally, and there's a lot of concern about the mental health and well-being of a lot of our farmers. So seeing actually Prince Harry talk about it yesterday in Dubbo, saying, ask for help, it's okay. I did when my mum Diana died, and it's the best thing I could have done. That was a heroic moment by Prince Harry, and I'm so proud of him for doing that because that means a lot to a lot of regional people.
Yeah, we love that. All our love and prayers sending that way. We actually had a caller on earlier this week, and he said we had one day of rain. I think it was on Wednesday here, and we don't get much rain down here either. He said that one day of rain was worth $30,000 to him.
Oh, my God.
It's crazy.
Isn't that insane? Like when you can't afford to feed your animals and then you can't afford to feed your own family, you know, things get awfully bad very, very quickly. So thankfully the whole country's kind of rallied behind everybody very well. A lot of money's been raised. So good on you, Australia.
Yeah.
Thanks, guys. Appreciate you coming on as well.
I love how this interview's gone from kissing in banana to mad chihuahuas to then the drought. Like it's really, we've really brought it all to the table today, haven't we?
We got it all.
Okay, maybe we should officially welcome Grant Denyer at this point into radio.
Yes.
Radio royalty.
Well done. A round of applause.
At the start of the interview, we said no, but yeah, come on, mate.
Oh, this is what a magical moment. I just want to thank Mum. I want to thank God.
All right, get him off the stage.
And I want to thank Ali for believing in me.
Hey, anytime, buddy. Do you want me to make another prediction for you or something for next year? Do you want to take out the gold Logie next year too or something?
Back
maybe
to back.
Game of Games? All right, Game
just
of Games.
Good ratings on our breakfast radio.
Yeah,
okay.
That's
going up. Don't worry about that.
Okay. All right, I'll save this grab. Thanks, guys. Game of Games, it is back on Win Sunday night at 7:30. Grant Denyer and Ash London, thank you for joining us.
Love you, lunatics.
Thanks. Bye.
Get up with Josiah and Ellie. The Goulburn Valley's Hit 96.9.